Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. You know him, you love him, or you tolerate him. It is Matt Johnson with, I don't know, number five? Four?
I think four.
Four. So you're back. You're back and you're ready. You're geared up for more music commentary, game show action.
Well, I miss it when I'm gone, Alex.
Ah, well, I appreciate that. So today we got eight random songs for you and eight random genres. Everything's just so random today. Is there anything you're looking forward to? Any genres you hope you hear? Any songs you hope you don't hear?
I'm really hoping that you put some polka in this episode. I think that's severely underrepresented.
That's true. I don't even know if I've ever had a polka song. Maybe that'll change today. You know it's not though.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, you know it's not. Sorry, all those who are still waiting. You can just skip this episode if that's what you're expecting today. But anyway, eight songs, eight genres. What are you hoping to achieve today? Are you here to achieve like any goal, ultimatum of sorts, or like are you just a fan of science?
I've spoken before about the complex relationship I have with science, but Alex, at the end of the day, I am but an instrument.
Right.
Science is not going to change. These songs are what they are. I'm just here to be the mouthpiece of science, to tell it like it is, whether or not Laura DeHart likes it.
But you're right about being an instrument, and you might actually be my second favorite instrument, being the first one being the Texas Instrument TI calculators.
Which one's your favorite?
I don't know. We can list them out. Maybe I would.
There's the TI 84 Plus Silver Edition. There's the TI 84 Plus Gold Edition.
Oh.
There's the TI 30.
And TI 30 is my favorite.
Those are the only ones I've used.
I remember doing the like little standardized test. I don't even know what standardized test we had like in fifth grade, right? Oh, you got one right there. Yeah, those are goated.
Yeah.
You know, podcast content as we look at a... Yeah, you can hear it on the podcast where... Yeah, listen to these buttons and the clear button. That was my favorite. If you had to bop that clear button like 10 times to make sure you're...
Careful, I have my physics final tomorrow, so...
Oh, shoot. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Why'd you give that to me then?
Science.
You should have known better than to give that to me. Your whole life's depending on that calculator
tomorrow. I trust you, Alex.
And you shouldn't. Because anyway, the only thing you can trust me on is creating playlists to talk about a song from 1999 that when I bring up the podcast, people are like, oh, I don't know that song. And then I play that song like, oh, yeah, I think I've heard that before. That's kind of my whole goal in life now. So as long as I can do that, right, the world's a better place. The world continues to spin.
Preach.
There you go. So... I guess we just get into it. I guess at this point we just...
Let's do it.
All right, cool. Well, in 2020, scientists discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With Up On My Guest, we'll listen to every song that's ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than a Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into two categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through eight different songs from eight different genres by eight different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it's up to the guest to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana featuring Rock Thomas. The song is better, the guest will say, man, it's a hot one. The song is worse, the guest will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but the guest is able to elaborate if they please by choosing a soft or hard option. For example, they can say that's a hard hot one if it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or a soft forget about it, but slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at manitsahotone@outlook.com as to whether or not the songs are better or worse than Smooth by Santana. All right, time to get things started. So we got song number one. You know how it goes. It's a hit. You begin in each episode with a hit. Some of the people know, some of the people recognize. And this hit comes from 1980. It's a new wave track, and it is Whip It by Devo.
Break your mind.
good time turns around. You must whip it. You will never live it down. All right, that was song number one. That was a 1980 new wave hit, Whip It by Devo. Devo is a new wave and synth rock band from Akron, Ohio. The song comes from their third studio album titled Freedom of Choice. The song reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 11 in Canada. Today, it is the only song by the group to reach the top 40 on the Billboard chart and is considered by many to be one of the most significant American new wave tracks of the 1980s. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
This is a soft forget about it.
Soft forget about it. Let's hear it.
This is a good song.
Okay.
There are lots of good songs out there, Alex.
I guess so.
This song has carved its niche into music history. It is great for its genre. It has a very catchy hook. It has all of the background instruments that you need. But have you heard Smooth by Santana?
A few times, yes.
While it may have the iconic and staying power almost equivalent to Smooth by Santana, it does not have the musical genius and the cultural texture that song does. And for that reason, it's not way below it, but it is not better than Smooth by Santana.
That is interesting. So you say it's a good song, and you believe that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. Would you say that most music is good, if that's the case?
That's a hard question. Okay. I think that music that makes it onto the radio is likely going to be good.
Okay.
There are all sorts of dusty back bin tracks that are B-sides of records that have probably never been heard on the radio by more than a couple thousand people. Those songs probably aren't that good. But if I know of the song, odds are it's probably going to be at least good. But good isn't great.
Would you say about 53% of all music is good?
That seems like an arbitrary number, Alex.
Well, if we're Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music, and this is a soft forget about it, so it's slightly under the halfway point. That's why I'm asking if half of all music is good. I'm just asking a question.
I say that the vast majority of all music ever made is not good.
Okay.
But also, the vast majority of all music ever made is not recorded.
So we're getting really technical here.
Science.
Okay. And that's the name of the game. And we're all just players.
We are just players.
The game of science.
Ernest Cline, eat your heart out.
Well, we got a soft forget about. We're starting off 0-1, 0% here on Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. Going on to song number two. And song number two is more recent. It's a 2022 soft rock track. And it is Rolling Back by Young Gun Silver Wolf. Song number two, that was a 2022 soft rock track, Rolling Back by Young Gun Silver Fox. Young Gun Silver Fox is a soft rock and R&B duo from London, England. The song comes from the duo's fourth studio album titled Ticket to Shangri-La. The group has received recent attention for its sound that is reminiscent to the yacht rock movement of the 1970s. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
This is a forget about it. Or else
forget about it. To forget about it, let's hear it.
I couldn't tell you any lyrics to this song after just listening to it. Mm. It leaves you with a warm, fuzzy feeling, as do most soft rock songs, but this doesn't have the John Mayer of, oh, I want to listen to this long train home again, or last train home again. Mm. This doesn't really make me want to go check out their album. I like the sound, it's smooth, it's mellow, but if this came on the radio, I wouldn't be finding my phone to try to Shazam it.
Interesting. So it doesn't sound like you have any negative feelings against it. It just kind of exists, and that's as far as it goes in your view.
And so far, this table exists, and it's fine. Is this table better than Smooth by Santana?
I guess it depends on who you ask, but I do understand the trying to make. I bet some people would be quite fond of this table. I mean, I'm telling you, people, this is a nice table for the viewers at home.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
So, Yacht Rock. Sounds like you just can't stand it.
What gives that away, Alex?
I'm just perceiving what you're kind of presenting me right now.
I've never been much of a Yacht Rock guy. I don't think I've ever been on a yacht, personally.
I feel like most people have it, and I feel like that's intentional. Because if everyone goes on a yacht, who wants a yacht anymore?
That's just a boat. It's just another boat.
Right?
That's part of how they quell the masses. Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to have a yacht.
Mm-hmm. Luxury pricing.
They want you to be in a kayak.
Yeah.
We're all kayak people.
Word.
But I'm glad that they do have their own genre. Not many boats have their own genre.
You don't listen to Boston Whaler music?
Mm-mm.
No.
I feel like I've missed out on that movement.
No. You're probably too young.
Yeah, I missed those glory days. But Yacht Rock is really interesting because it's just kind of a genre that, like, if you look it up, it's soft rock you would listen to on a yacht. That's what it'll say. I'm not even, like, joking. It's not a joke that I'm making right now. It's how the people collectively come together and be like, yeah, let's just make a whole genre based on music we expect to hear on a yacht.
Yeah, you don't hear too many location-based genres.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard kitchen rock.
Oh. Yeah, I think you're right. I haven't heard that either.
I guess with the... What's that song? Fruit Salad, Yummy Yummy? Would that be considered kitchen rock?
I feel like we're making our own genre as we speak. Yeah. I mean, would it take place in a kitchen? I would assume so.
Before we go any further, should we copyright this before the episode comes out?
I mean, I already have the LLC website pulled up.
Okay, so good.
I'm going to go business out of this. But for those who are curious, there's a website. And you can look it up. It's called the Yachtsky or Notsky Scale. So you can, like, look it up. Like, you can type in an artist or a song, and it'll tell you where it lands on the Yachtsky or Notsky Scale.
I just looked it up. He's not lying.
Yeah, so. I believe right now they have Michael McDonald as, like, the most yacht rock artist of all time, which I wouldn't argue with.
He is a 98.5 out of 100.
That's pretty dang yacht rock, if you ask me.
The Doobie Brothers just passed him for first place.
Well, he's a part of the Doobie Brothers, I think. But anyway, yacht rock. Pretty awesome. Except if you're Matt Johnson.
Then it's just okay.
It's just okay. It's just not better than Smooth by Santana. And with that, I say we move on to song number three. Song number three is a little bit not as recent. So you could say older if you want to
be accurate.
Be accurate. This is an older track. This one comes from 1989. It's an alternative hip-hop track, and it is Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul.
Hippies nowhere, not desperate. war. Always pushing that we formed an image. There's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I.
All right, that was song number three. That was a 1989 alternative hip-hop track, Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul. De La Soul is a hip-hop group from Long Island, New York. The song comes from the group's debut album titled 3 Feet High and Rising. The track reached number one on the U.S. R&B chart, number 34 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and reached number one in the Netherlands. Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
The Netherlands. The track is noted for its heavy use of sampling, particularly the 1979 funkadelic song, Not Just Knee Deep. The album itself has gone on to being regarded as one of the most significant hip-hop records, having since been added to the Library of Congress, as well as being ranked as one of the greatest rap albums of all time. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Alex, you know what I do for a living, right?
You're a carpenter. I don't know what you do for a living then.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
As a teacher, I enjoy giving tests, sure, but I also give a lot of projects. This song sounds like if I gave my students a project and they attempted to write a song about something. Mm. He's just speaking. I'm going to say it. There's a cool beat and he's just speaking.
You can say it's hip hop.
Sometimes it's on rhythm. Sometimes it feels a little bit off rhythm. There is music there.
Mm-hmm.
But that music is definitely not better than Smooth by Santana.
Interesting.
It's a forget about it.
Talking soft forget about it, hard, medium.
I'm talking this forget about it may not be 6 feet deep, but it's getting down there.
Interesting. Okay. So, as I said earlier, this is a old school hip hop track, 1989, the very early days of the genre. Do you feel like you take that into consideration? Like, oh, they're still trying to figure themselves out, trying to figure out the sound out, or to you, it's a song and therefore all songs will be ranked as equals?
That's a tough question because it is a song and therefore it must answer to all songs. At the same time, I've been spoiled with the hip hop that we have today, mm-hmm. and some of the absolute genius of the greatest of all time, Lil Wayne.
Mm.
And I was actually thinking about some of his lyrics earlier today. His lyrics still make you stop and think to yourself, wow, I'll serve anybody like a blind waiter. Yeah, that's some good stuff. But De La Soul, just talking about me, myself, and I, doesn't really do it for me. It doesn't have that staying power that I've come to associate with hip hop lyrics.
Mm. So just being an old school track in early days of hip hop, you don't take that into consideration?
I take it into consideration as much as I take into the consideration the zeitgeist of the Beach Boys.
Interesting. So whenever you hear that, they've been added to the Library of Congress in regard as one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time, do you kind of question that, or can you understand where some people get those opinions from?
I can definitely understand it. They probably listened to other songs on this album that they like more than this one.
Interesting. Okay. Very cool. So 34 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart is about right, like whatever.
Yeah. I want to know what else is
that's
on the Billboard
I
Hot
say.
100
I could,
chart.
I can list all 33 above. What? So forget about it.
Forget about it.
Three straight forget about it. So we're moving on.
Kind of feel bad about that, but that's science.
I mean, are you here to make friends?
No, Laura DeHart, I'm not.
Very true. All right, moving on to song number four. Three Forget About Us. This is a 2023 country pop track from an artist you might know. It is Out of That Truck by Carrie Underwood.
Stop.
All right, that was song number four. That was a 2023 country pop song, Out of That Truck by Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood is a country and pop artist from Muskogee, Oklahoma. The track was a surprise release from Underwood and is currently not associated with any future album release. The same week as the track's release, Underwood would go on to receive two nominations for that year's CMT Music Awards. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Man, it's a hot one.
It's a hot one. Well, let's hear it.
Female country singers often get a bad rap, especially pop country singers, for being over the top and formulaic.
Okay.
By over the top, I mean somebody cheated on me, I'm going to kill them and hide the body.
Oh.
Formulaic, that's what they sing every single time. That being said, I'm a sucker for country songs that talk about trucks. I drive your truck, great song. Get in the truck, great song. When Daddy Let Me Drive, it's about a truck and a boat, great song. This, I've actually never heard this song before today, which is somewhat surprising since I do listen to the radio, especially country radio.
Okay.
This song, it already is sticking with me. I think the wordplay is great. Get me out of that truck, the double entendre there, in terms of the memory as well as the remnant of her. Fantastic lyrics. It's catchy. It's not too in your face, but it's still country to the core. This is a good song, and this song is better than Smooth by Santana.
Interesting. Are you a fan of Underwood outside of this? Do you listen to her frequently?
I don't think I've ever thought to myself, man, I could really use some Carrie Underwood right now. But she's one of those artists that I likely won't change it if her song comes on.
I understand. You've probably heard her songs a lot without intentionally going out of your way to listen to her. Interesting. So trucks, that's an interesting thing, because I feel like a lot of country songs are about trucks. Do you feel like you're kind of falling into, you know, the stereotypes of country music? And if so, do you care?
I don't care. I don't often wear boots. I don't drive a truck. I have one pair of blue jeans that I wear every Friday for Casual Friday. And that's perfectly fine with me. If Joe Diffie says that he's a pickup man, then by golly, I will gladly get on the pickup train.
So does this song have a spot on some country playlist of yours?
Not yet.
Oh.
But it will.
So you feel like you have to get some like memories with it first, or?
Yeah, you know, it's almost summer.
Yeah.
And so I have plenty of time to roll down the windows, to listen to it, and to see how well it fits. My country playlist is very selective.
I see. You're the bouncer, and you're not letting anybody into the club here.
Yeah, just as I'm the mouthpiece for science right now, I'm the bouncer for Country Vibes playlist by Matthew Johnson on Spotify.
Oh, wait, you created the Country Vibes playlist? I've heard so many great things. Yes. I haven't gotten to listen to it yet because I haven't gotten, you know, permission. You got to know someone who knows somebody.
Yeah, your application's still in the queue. I look at it every once in a while.
Its status is, you know, in progress, you know, we're still looking at it. Haven't got rejected yet, but it's been like 3 years now, so I'm hoping to get news.
You know, the wait list.
Right, someday I'll listen to it. Well, by golly, we got our first hot one. So that means we got to go on to our next song, song number five. And do you hear something?
I think I do.
No, it is the Weezer alarm.
I knew it.
Are you excited?
I am pumped. Can't you tell?
As everyone should be when they're about to listen to Weezer. The Weezer alarm is back. That means we got a new Weezer song to check out. The most played artist on the podcast is continuing to increase that gap. It's funny because if you look at the artists that have been on the show, usually they've only had about one song now. I think Weezer has over like 14 songs.
As they should.
That have been featured. Hey, when Weezer stops making so much dang music, I feel like it's just proportional, right? You could be like, well, you haven't played a lot of Beatles. I'm like, yeah, but Weezer has so much more music than the Beatles have released that it makes sense proportionally if we're listening to all music that we got so much Weezer. This song from Weezer, the band Weezer, from Weezerland, California, the city they're from. That's why their name is Weezer. It's a 2022 power pop song, and it is I Want a Dog by Weezer. Why are you laughing?
I don't believe that there is Weezer Land, California.
I want a dog to curl up beside me. I want a dog cause he would keep me company. I want a dog cause he would look out for me, cheer me up when I don't think I'll make it. I want a dog cause he tried to lick my face, and he would smile when I get home to my place. I want a dog cause sometimes humans hold it all inside. I need to feel connected. I made the wrong choice. Now I must pay the price. Trapped in my body and my own mind. I want a dog to lead me to the backyard.
All right, that was song number 5. That was I Want a Dog by Weezer. You know that Weezer.
Oh, that was by Weezer?
That was by Weezer. You didn't hear the alarm earlier?
Oh, my bad.
It was so loud. I just didn't think you could miss it. The track comes from the group's EP titled Seasons of Winter, which was the 4th and final release within their Seasons project. This particular track was the EP's only single, which released the same day the group performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live. The EP would go on to reach number 97 on the album's chart in Japan, number 92 in Scotland.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Alex, this is not better than Smooth by Santana. This is a Forget About It.
Forget About It. Ooh, let's hear it.
What did you just make me listen to, Alex?
I want a dog.
This went through more genres in 2 minutes and 40 seconds than I dare say Bohemian Rhapsody did in its entire length.
Is that a problem?
Yes, because this song is not Bohemian Rhapsody, and Weezer is not Queen.
You shut your mouth.
there are good parts. This song is Weezer's way of saying to the world, we can play our instruments and do great things and then write whatever lyrics we want, and people will still listen because we're Weezer. Are they right? Yes. Is this song better than Smooth by Santana? No.
What are we talking? Forget About It here. We're talking soft, hard, medium.
We're talking if this song popped up in a TV show, would I say, huh, that's Weezer? Yeah.
I think I would hope so. Yes.
I would also say, man, this is a middle of the road, Forget About It.
I see. So, Weezer. Why do you hate him so much?
I do not hate Weezer, Alex.
It sounds like you do, Matt. That's all I'm going to say on it.
In fact, Weezer was in my top 10 on Spotify a couple years ago.
Oh, was I responsible for the podcast? No. Making you listen to so many Weezer songs when you were on the show?
No, not at the time. But I do have a soft spot for Weezer at their best. Weezer at their worst, I'm not pure enough of a fan to support them.
I see. Do you feel like Weezer just makes too much music?
I feel like temperance is a virtue. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. So 97 on the album's chart in Japan.
That number means absolutely nothing to me. I don't know anything about Japanese music listening habits for English rock bands.
What I find interesting is that their EP didn't reach the top 100. Or actually, I don't even know if it reached 200. And the United States, which is fine. There's a lot of music that's being made. Mm-hmm. But do you ever think it strikes them? Like, oh, you're number 92 in Scotland. And they're like, oh, how? Right? Like, you wonder how that happens.
Do you think they send a thank you card to the Scottish government or anything whenever that happens? Okay, you made us feel important.
Yeah, we got something going on over here. It's interesting because there's some artists that are so popular in other countries, but not in their own home country. Like Avril Lavigne. For a while, she was selling out arenas in Japan in like the late 2010s. Avril Lavigne probably couldn't get a mall performance in the United States.
Yeah, I don't want to bring the Bible into this, but a prophet is never welcome in his hometown. I'm not calling Avril Lavigne a prophet, but she...
The book of Skater Boy.
She did die in a car crash and was replaced by a robot.
I'm glad you're familiar with the pop punk conspiracy theories. Because not many people are familiar.
You mean truth?
Mm. I feel like this podcast is not becoming a music podcast for too long. I feel like there's enough podcasts on those type of conspiracies, mm-hmm. not enough on Smooth by Santana.
Agreed. Let's get back to business.
So if you don't mind, we're going to... So, we're on song number six. Song number six comes from 2015. Now, that was a good time.
That was a great year.
2016, summer of 2016, good times. This song is a melodic hardcore song, and it is The Other Line by Chunk. No, Captain Chunk.
Now tell me the truth. Don't make me wait too long. You have to prove that I shouldn't move on.
Song number six, that was a 2015 melodic hardcore song. That was The Other Line by Chunk, No Captain Chunk. Chunk, No Captain Chunk is a melodic hardcore and easycore band from Paris, France. The song comes from the group's third studio album titled Get Lost, Find Yourself. The album reached number 9 on the U.S. Hard Rock chart, number 113 on the Billboard Top 200 chart. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
This is a hot one.
And it's a hot one.
Oh, we got a hot one here. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm glad that you gave me a heads up with the Chunk, No Captain Chunk alarm. I'm not sure the listeners heard that before we started the song.
There's only one alarm, my friend, and you know that.
I knew from the opening 2 seconds of this song that it was going to be a hot one. Am I biased? Maybe. But the sound, this immediately gave me, it helped me to reminisce to All Signs Point to Lauderdale by A Day to Remember, and just that general sound of heavy guitar, whining vocals, and the occasional growl. But that's music. I hate to tell you, that's what real music is like. If you could tell Weezer to throw in some more growls, it doesn't matter what they say because they're screaming at you.
Would you really want to hear Rivers Cuomo growl?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I got it. I got you.
I think that would add something to his music. Now, I will say, I have been accused in the past of taking this sort of pop punk hardcore and just saying every song in the genre is a hot one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Just most of them.
Hey, who's in charge here right now? I guess you are.
Science is in charge.
Science is always
I'm just telling you what science is saying.
So, has this band changed your opinion on the French?
No, Alex, it is not.
You still hate them.
What was my opinion on the French before this band?
I thought you were very intolerable of them.
I'll let you know that I occasionally listen to the Les Mis 10th anniversary soundtrack just for fun.
Oh.
So I'm a bit of a Francophile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took French in college, Alex.
I'm kind of up there too. I've listened to Viva La Vida by Coldplay, and the album cover of that is the storming of Bastille or whatever French called it.
Bastille, we do love Bastille Day.
Yeah.
I'll do you one better, Alex. I ate at Le Madeleine's not too long ago. Le Madeleine's that was founded in Texas.
But it's built like a French building, so that's all that matters.
Oh, I'm also a huge Daft Punk fan. Does that tell you anything?
Oh. They may be the Frenchiest people that have ever existed.
They are very French.
You know, being from there, Around the world.
Around the world.
That's the national anthem of France.
Yeah, the French lyrics aren't quite as catchy.
Mm. Yeah, that happens. So Hot One. Are you going to be listening to more Chunk, No Captain Chunk?
I actually will. I plan to check out all their studio albums, including Pardon My French, which is catchy.
That's a funny name.
That is a funny name.
See, I appreciate that. Very few people can get away with that, but they went for it.
They did. Phoenix could probably get away with it.
Is Phoenix French?
They are.
I know one song by Phoenix.
Which one?
The one that 19 something. The one that everyone
1901?
Knows.
1901?
The one that every millennial, their mother, knows.
It's a good song. They're French as well.
That's probably been a part of every FIFA, Madden, and MLB The Show video game.
For good reason.
Yeah. So, Hot One. Moving on to song number 7. Two more songs left. Yeah, I know.
That's a shame.
I don't make the rules, except I literally do.
Yeah, you are the rule maker.
Song number 7 is a theme. We always have a theme for song number 7. Mm-hmm. We're going with the classic new song by an already popular artist because we're in the summer.
Yeah.
When summer comes, we already got a ton of artists popping out new music. This is an artist you may have heard of, a little guy named Ed Sheeran. You know him?
I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has a new song for his new album. And so without further ado, this is a 2023 singer-songwriter track. It is Eyes Closed by Ed Sheeran.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When it hit February, a step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat, 'cause I'm here alone. Just dancing with my eyes closed, 'cause everywhere
that was song number 7. That was a new song by an already popular artist. Now it's a 2023 singer-songwriter track, Eyes Closed by Ed Sheeran. The song is the lead single from Sheeran's fifth studio album titled Subtract. The song reached number 1 in the UK, number 2 in Canada, and number 26 on the Billboard Top 100 chart. The album has received positive reviews so far and is noted for Sheeran's new move into a folk pop genre-esque sound. I don't know. But Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
This is a hot one.
Oh, it's a hot one. Let's hear it.
This song, I don't consider myself a big Ed Sheeran fan.
Mm.
And I think there are
you're
a lot.
You're on Edhead?
And that's a good name.
That's a good name.
That's a good name. I think a lot of us owe that to the fact that the A team would always play first whenever we got into our cars.
I'm a victim.
I'm a victim as well.
I didn't even download it. That was my sister.
See, is that his fault, though?
No.
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 Is it his fault that his songs were overplayed on the radio during our youth? No.
I don't think so.
Is it his fault that he made a song that addresses some really serious topics in a very honest and open way in 2023? Yes.
Hmm.
And it works for him. It really does.
Oh.
This is a little change of pace, but it's real, it's raw, and it conveys emotion well, which, as all of my avid fans know, is the number one criteria for being a hot one.
Interesting. So, you just said you're not an Ed Sheeran, fanboy here, but can you name some other songs you do enjoy? I know you said you kind of have bad memories with others.
I like Lego House.
Mm.
I like... he sings Castle in the Sky, right?
Yep.
I do like the A-Team after the first 30 seconds. I wish I could say I knew more Ed... He has that song... he has that song about, the girl... Galway Girl? Maybe?
I'm not the...
Is that an Ed Sheeran song?
I'm sorry. I'm not an Ed
Head. Yeah, it is. Look at that.
You are an Ed Head.
I am an Ed Head.
You are an Ed Head.
So, with that, you know, song being a hot one, are you expecting some good things from Ed Sheeran's fifth album, Subtract, or you don't plan to go out your way too much to listen to it?
I'm sure at some point in my life, I will hear at least four songs from this album.
You know what? You're absolutely correct, whether you want to or not.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's Ed Sheeran.
So I'll just wait long enough. I'm not... Is this album out yet or no?
It actually, as of recording this, it came out this week.
Well, I'm not going to go look it up.
You're going to be getting it whether you like it or not.
Yep.
So, shout out to Ed Heads everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Ed Sheeran himself, I guess. Because he beat that lawsuit.
Yeah. Sure.
The legal system came through once again for Ed Sheeran.
Look at that.
You know. As long as it works for Ed Sheeran, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Team Ed.
Team Ed.
Team Jacob? Different thing?
I'm Team Switzerland. I show no partisan, you know, towards anything.
Just to Switzerland.
Just to Switzerland. Because they stay out of people's business. We're moving on to song number 8. Song number 8 is a hit. Some of the people know, some of the people recognize. So we're wrapping things up. This song comes from 1973. You may be familiar with that year. It is a folk rock track. And it is Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. Song number 8, the final song of today's episode. That was Stuck in the Middle of You by Steeler's Wheel. Steeler's Wheel is a country and folk rock group from Paisley, Scotland. The song comes from the group's self-titled debut album, which reached number 50 on the Billboard Top 200 chart. The song itself reached number 6 in the United States, number 8 in the United Kingdom, and number 2 in Canada. The song is also notable for introducing the popular 1992 film Reservoir Dogs, which was Quentin Tarantino's debut film. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
This is a certified platinum hot one.
Man, it's a hot one.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Is this the strongest opinion you've ever had for a song on the show?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Cool. No, well, maybe in my time on the show, but I do remember whenever Sorority Girl was ranked and I was listening to that episode, and that's the strongest opinion I've ever had.
Disappointment, you said?
Yes.
Why is that?
Have you heard that song? But we're not talking about that song.
I guess not, no.
We are, in fact, talking about Steeler's Wheel.
I guess we are.
This song, if you close your eyes and listen to this song, you are listening to Eagle 98.1 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with your dad driving, and he's humming along doing his little finger drumming on the steering wheel because he doesn't like to actually sing in public. And you just know that this song will play for the rest of your life, and you'll always have a memory associated with your father. And it's nice. It's
nice.
Just a nice song. The vocals go well together. One guy is singing at the same tune, and the other is stepwise going down. I'm not a singer. I don't know what that's called, but it sounds good. And Jerry Rafferty, who knew?
I didn't know. Not I.
Yeah, I like the song Baker Street that he did solo. So, cool. He's part of Steeler's Wheel.
From Scotland.
Yeah.
I guess you, did you know he was from Scotland either?
That's, you know all I know about Jerry Rafferty now.
I guess so. Those two facts. So that's it. That's all eight songs.
How about that?
Can you believe that?
We really started on a sour note there.
Ooh, it kind of did. But it seems like we came through.
Yeah, finished strong at least.
I mean, I didn't do anything, but like, I guess the song's it. Mm-hmm. I'm just here for the ride. I got some questions for you, but you knew that. Were you surprised? No.
Alex, you have questions?
I have three of them, actually.
Oh, great.
So buckle in. That's the sound of him buckling, and I saw it. Don't worry, he did it, everybody. What type of music are you currently listening to? What is on the rotation?
Got a couple different tracks for you, Alex. First is I'm going to a Zach Bryan concert in about 2 weeks, and so I've been really going through his discography. He has a live album that he recorded at Red Rocks titled All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster.
It's a wonderful title.
It's a great title. Outstanding. Outstanding live performance. I wasn't really his biggest fan before I bought tickets to the concert, but now I'm finding out that he is a gritty all-American country singer, and it is fantastic.
Does he sing about trucks?
He does.
Oh, then you're a sucker.
I am.
You're a sucker.
He sings about trucks and losing loved ones. Those are like the two country staples. We'll say I also have been listening to a lot of Muna, or M-U-N-A, pop band. Number One Fan is a great song. Check it out by them.
Okay.
Somewhat akin to Beach Bunny, but a little bit more in your face.
Okay, like a bubble grunge style.
Not so much bubble, a little bit more grunge.
Huh.
And lastly, Haim with the Haim Sisters. I cannot get enough. Are you unfamiliar?
I guess so.
Oh, they're one of the Haim Sisters. She starred in that movie Licorice Pizza by Paul Thomas Anderson.
I've heard of it, yes.
Well, you know some of their songs. They're fantastic. Their music videos are hilarious and just really good stuff.
Interesting. Huh. Well, are there any other song or artist recommendations you have outside of the ones you just presented?
If you haven't already listened to Trampled by Turtles, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, they're coming to New Orleans this summer.
Both of them.
Or Beach Bunny. You gotta go check them out.
Oh.
Not Bad Bunny.
Yes.
Not Bad Baby.
Oh.
Beach Bunny. Oh, and the Beths. You know the Beths?
I do know the Beths.
The Beths?
The Beths.
The Best.
Oh, the best of the best? All right.
I'd say so.
That's pretty cool. Anyone you want to give a shout out to outside the realm of music?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Grace Krauss.
Oh, okay.
She's awesome. I want to give a shout out to all of my students. I hope they never find this podcast, but if they do, shout out to y'all.
They're going to come into class like, Mr. J, your music opinions are mid. And you're like, oh no, how do they find this?
And I'll say, that is caperoni and cheese. And then they will cringe so hard that we'll stop talking about it. I want to give a shout out to my dad. It's his birthday this week.
What?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you listen to Stuck in the Middle with him.
I will. Yeah. I will. You know, I hope we get to spend some time. And I want to give a shout out to my sister. She and her husband just bought their first house this week.
Where is that house?
I can't tell you.
Give me the exact coordinates.
I'm not going to do that. But it's somewhere closer to the center of town than where they live now, which is nice.
Cool. Any final comments?
Yeah, final comments. No. No, not really.
I guess that counts.
My final comment is I really want to hear a comment from the music video of Smooth by Santana.
I got you. So thank you, Matt, for joining. And thank you all for listening. And I have to thank Andrew Ferguson. And finally, I can say this. He's released the album.
That's awesome.
The Dwell has released their album. Go check it out. They're awesome. If you have any other song requests, please send them my way to manitsahotone@outlook.com. The same manitsahotone@outlook.com that no one uses. Make sure you put your hot ones and forget abouts in the email if you decide to do that. I hope to see you all here. Maybe not next Friday. I think we might be changing our schedule to every other week. Just I think it's easier for everybody. So we'll see, but the show is not done. I can't stop before episode 100.
So close.
Can you believe that? I can't even count that high. I have to get someone to help me every time I post an episode.
Well, you don't have that many fingers, Alex.
I know. Like, I don't know how after episode 10, I'm like, well, We're just free balling here. I just put numbers together and hope it lines up. So yeah, hope to see you guys either, I guess, next Friday, but probably the next Friday. I wish there was a word for it, but there isn't.
Fortnite Friday?
Like the video game?
Like the 2 weeks.
Just make up words like that, Matt. Fortnite. Give me a break. I think I'm stupid.
Yeah, happening every 2 weeks.
Well, whatever. Anyway, thank you, Matt. And I like to end this episode like I like to end every episode. But I remember my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video from YouTube. This one comes from a man named John Charles, who says, I love you too.
Is that a reply?
No. I guess it was meant to be. How old people like to use the internet is they kind of see a comment, they just like perceive it, and like, I want to respond to this, and then just type their own comment. And I guess hoping it works out that way.
In my mind, Smooth by Santana is a love letter to that man.
Hmm.
And he's just telling him how he feels.
Hmm. I'm glad John feels loved. That's all I can say about that.
Hmm.
So thank you, Matt, once again. And thank you all for listening. And don't forget, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Alex. This was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. And I'll see you all next time.